financial decisions. Charles Schwab. Talk to Chuck. Learn more at schwab.com.
WCVE Public Radio. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his regular Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm well. Hope you are.
Good. Good fall weekend.
Well, the stock markets had a cooling off period last week.
Yeah, I don't think it was too much of a surprise out there, Wayne. It definitely was a sort of flat to downish week for both the stock markets and bond markets, too. Stocks were down about 2% for the week, so it wasn't all that bad. Some bouncing around, but generally the trend was somewhat lower. You know, Wayne, it certainly has been a good run for about 8 or 9 weeks, and there's been a growing consensus, if you will, and you hate to stay away from consensus so much, but the growing feeling of a pullback has been getting louder and louder. This week, the news is dominated somewhat by the GM IPO, which is coming out. Expectations are high for that. They're looking for the new stock to come out between about $26 to $29 a share. Now, remember that the old stock is worthless, and there'll be a new 350 million shares being issued out there. Also in the news today, Wayne, just on the wires, that Caterpillar is making a big acquisition of a Milwaukee-based company called Bucyrus. Again, spending about $9 billion. This is another sign that corporations continue to use their low or no-yielding cash, and also a sign that Caterpillar wanted to beef up its global reach in the mining industry, given the rising prices of all types of commodities.
Well, we're still hearing reaction from really all over the world to the Federal Reserve's so-called QE2 action, a couple of weeks ago now? Sum it all up for us.
Well, I have to say the reaction hasn't been good, Wayne. It's been bad. The QE2, as you know, stands for Quantitative Easing 2. It's a new round of fiscal stimulus. And you're right, it was 2 weeks ago that the Ben Bernanke-led Fed said that they would essentially buy up $600 billion worth of U.S. Treasury investments over a monthly period. And their goal is to keep interest rates low to spur the U.S. economy further and fight deflation. Well, that decision sparked a lot of criticism worldwide, most notably at the G20 meetings that President Obama attended in Korea last week. Basically, Wayne, the beef is that the Fed is keeping our dollar artificially low, which may help U.S. exporters, but it angers our trading partners, whom we've consistently criticized over the last several years, particularly China, for manipulating their currencies. Ironically, the U.S. dollar went up last week, which is kind of interesting. Already, there are many calls to shorten or just eliminate this Fed program outright after only being around for 2 weeks. Richmond's own Jeff Lacker, who's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, also thinks this new stimulus is too risky and may not even accomplish its goal. Lacker believes that the ability of the QE2 to fight unemployment is low, and the risk of having much higher inflation in a few years is very real. The critics of the Fed believe that the Fed has already exceeded their bounds, they've spent too much money, and they believe that the economy may heal quicker on its own than with all this artificial intervention.
Mm-hmm. The tech sector seems to be taking a beating right now. What's going on?
Well, yeah, the tech sector actually been improving a lot, but last week the earnings were not so great. Let's chat about that. The earnings results that we've been talking about last few weeks, last week was a bit of a downer. The first few weeks were very strong in this third quarter reporting season, but you're right, there were some high-profile misses, the most notable of which was technology giant Cisco Systems. They issued a much lower-than-expected forecast for the next couple of quarters due to a drop-off in orders from government clients both here in the U.S. and abroad. The stock, which has seen a huge comeback like many other technology stocks over the past 12 to 18 months, dropped over 16% in one day alone last week. Now, is this the beginning of a broader slowdown in technology and capital spending? We don't know that yet. Other earnings were okay last week, leaving the end result at about a 23% growth rate over last year for all earnings in general. The best year-over-year revenue growth came from materials, energy, and utilities, surprisingly enough. The Cisco system, Wayne, may or may not signal bigger issues, but it does appear that the easy earnings recovery period may be over. It's kind of a back-to-basics mentality right now. After, you know, laying off employees and reducing costs in 2009 and then seeing some demand return this year, companies may find it tougher to grow their earnings in the face of higher commodity prices, fiscal policy issues, and continued uncertainty from Congress on tax and health care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have 1 minute to go, and it's time for us to engage in the annual exercise of pricing the traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
turns out it's a pretty good means of measuring inflation.
Sure it is. And you're right, the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner is up slightly from last year. Not much, really. Just over 1%. This is according to data from the American Farm Bureau Federation, which has been collecting this data for 25 years. Not surprisingly, because inflation has largely been absent in the economy lately in general. Here's some of the details, Wayne. A list of items to feed 10 guests is about $43.50 this year, up from just under $43 last year. Turkey is actually less expensive, which some stores are using as a loss leader this holiday season. And dairy prices were up much more than expected. So in general, Thanksgiving dinner, not going to set you back too much more.
Very good. All right. Thanks to Brian Ford, who joins us each Monday morning at this time. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
You too. It's 8:40.